Highway issues to note: the Squamish weather forecast is calling for a mix of sun and cloud today. A nice day to be on the highway. However, BC Highway Patrol recently found a lot of drivers using their cell phones while driving the Sea to Sky Highway. Don't do that. Others weren't wearing their seat belt properly or their kids weren't secured properly. See that story. Also, watch for wildlife as deer and bears have been seen along the highway in our region in the last few days. Further, while it is feeling very spring-like close to the lower mainland, winter conditions are in play further north. Snow was reported on Duffy Lake Road this weekend. Below is planned road work that you should be aware of on your travels in the Sea to Sky. For Forest Service road access reports, go to this provincial government site. Stay safe out there. Squamish and south of us, new. Happening now, on Highway 99, in both directions, watch for road sweeping between Exit 3, Horseshoe Bay Junction and Alpha Lake Road for 92.7 kilometers, West Vancouver to Whistler, until Thursday, April 17. The work is ongoing from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily. Be on alert for slow-moving vehicle operations. Happening now, on Highway 99, northbound, electrical maintenance is underway between Scott Cress and Cleveland Avenue, Squamish, until Friday, May 2. The right turn lane will be closed. The shoulder will be closed. On April 27, runner alert, on Highway 99, in both directions, the Vancouver Sunrun will impact traffic, including a lane closure, between West Pender Street and Lions Gate Bridge for 3.3 kilometers, West Vancouver to Vancouver, from Sunday, April 27 at 7 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Expect delays due to congestion. Go to VancouverSunrun.com for additional information. Starting May 2, on Highway 99, northbound, construction work is planned between Scott Cress and Cleveland Avenue, Squamish. Lasting until May 16 at 5:30 p.m. The work will last from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. each day. The right turn lane will be closed. The shoulder will be closed. Work to end by 12 p.m. on Fridays. A pedestrian detour will be available. North of Squamish, happening now, on Highway 99, in both directions, construction work is scheduled between Park Street and Portage Road for 0.5 kilometers, Pemberton, until Saturday, August 30. Work will be underway from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily. The right turn lane off HWY 99 and the left turn lane onto HWY 99 from existing access road are affected. There's construction access and heavy truck access. Ending today, on Highway 99, westbound, watch for utility work between Cayouche Park Road and Ainsworth Road 1 km south of Lillooet until 4 p.m. Single lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. Happening now, on Highway 99, in both directions, be on alert for road sweeping between Seton Lake Road and Pavilion Clinton Road for 34.4 kilometers, Lillooet, until Friday, May 2 at 3 p.m. The work is scheduled from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekdays. Single lane alternating traffic will be in place. Watch for traffic control. Watch for slow-moving vehicles and sweeper working. Happening now, on Highway 99, utility work is underway between Fountain Valley Road and Salus Creek Road for 8.6 kilometers, 10 to 18 kilometers north of Lillooet, until Thursday, April 24, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and Saturdays. Single lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. Happening now, on Highway 99, expect utility work between Salus Creek Road and Pavilion Clinton Road for 10.8 kilometers, 29 to 18 kilometers north of Lillooet, until Thursday, April 24, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays. There will be single lane alternating traffic in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. Happening now, on Highway 99, utility work is underway between Bryson Pitt Road and Smith Road for 0.1 kilometers, 37 kilometers north of Lillooet, until Thursday, April 17. The work will occur from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On weekdays and Saturdays, single lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. See more at Drive BC. FortisBC Pipeline Work. The district says that FortisBC has begun preparing a temporary construction laydown yard northeast of Valleycliff. This is work for the Eagle Mountain Wood Fiber Gas Pipeline project. Crews are clearing vegetation and trees at the temporary construction laydown yard. Clearing work is on from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturdays. There may be minor traffic delays on the nearby Forest Service roads to allow large trucks. Also underway, crews are heli logging in the Ray Basin area. Clearing will generally occur from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, the company says. For safety, minor traffic delays on the Mamquam Forest Service Road may occur and the area will be monitored by traffic control personnel. Further, FortisBC crews have returned to Industrial Way and Finch Drive for approximately 1 week to carry out additional pre-construction activities. This is to help further identify the locations of existing underground utilities, the company says. Construction of the new gas pipeline is tentatively planned to begin later in 2025. Work will take place between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, and if required, on Saturday 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. during this work. Single-lane closures will be in place on Industrial Way and single-lane alternating traffic will be in place east of Loggers Lane on Finch Drive. Access will be maintained to residences and businesses. We recognize the disruption that this may cause, and we will make efforts to reduce traffic impacts to the extent possible, Fortis says. For more information, click here. Spit Road closure. The Squamish training berm will be temporarily closed now until May 31, the Squamish River Watershed Society says. The Central Estuary Restoration Project continues as we install a fourth large fish-friendly box culvert, a social media post from the Society notes. This feature will replace the current undersized culvert, which will improve fish access and allow freshwater to transfer into the Central Estuary Channel from the Squamish River. According to a district post, access will be closed to car traffic at the Fisherman's Entrance, Yellow Gate, with bike and pedestrian access to remain open. Gas prices. The removal of the carbon tax has had an impact on local gas prices. In Squamish today, regular gas is going for 161.9 cents per liter at most local stations. Before the carbon tax was removed, gas in town was at about 178.9 per liter. The BC government cancelled the carbon tax by introducing legislation to drop the rate to $0, effective Tuesday, April 1. In Whistler, regular gas is on offer for 162.9 per liter. At most area stations, the Co-op and the Chevron. In Pemberton, gas is 162.9 per liter at most local stations. Some of the cheapest gas in BC, at 131.9 per liter, can be found in Quesnel, at the Super Save Gas, located at 914 Front Street.